far as the injuries go, Tomba won't practice today. Just keep kind of the same schedule he's had here. Alan Bailey has a calf strain. He won't practice today. Grubbs still hasn't been cleared, but he is getting better. He won't practice today. And then Sean Smith has got – he had a knee contusion when he came out of the game there. He won't practice today. But, again, that's a day-to-day situation, and we'll just see how he is tomorrow. Branch was cleared from the MRI. He'll be out here today practicing. So we look forward to the challenge of playing San Diego. We understand they're coming off a bye week, and they had some guys banged up. So I'm sure they're going to get a few guys back. But whoever plays, we're going to get ourselves ready for. Most of all, we're going to concentrate on the game plan and making sure that we get ourselves right. We know we're playing one of the best offenses in the National Football League, and a defense that's going to give you a ton of different looks and can be very explosive. So and a special teams again that does a good job. So we know they're well coached and they've got good players, and we've got to prepare ourselves most of all for the schemes that we have and get ourselves better. Time's yours.
How big of a challenge is that? A team is maybe a little bit fresher coming off the bye week, and you guys are a little bit banged up.
Like I said, I mean, you want to kind of focus on the scheme and make sure that you've got down what they do, and then master the game plan, get enough film work in. And then get yourself ready to play. So, I mean, that part doesn't change week in and week out, whether a team has a bye or not. You got to go through the whole process here. So it's day by day, play by play today, and we'll knock out today, and then we'll get ready for tomorrow after we're done today. Yeah, I mentioned on my radio show that I think he's had 30 plus different offensive linemen since we've been here as a staff, and he's got a variety of receivers. He's had they've had some injuries there, and he just keeps going. I mean, he's a very good football player, and playing at a very high level right now. So
you've talked about how important the division rivalries are, and talked about liking to play these games. Well, what about when you see a guy like Rivers twice a year? I mean, you like that challenge?
You play the game for that reason. I mean, you spend so much time doing this, you want the challenge, and you kind of thrive on that part of it. And he's going to give it to you. I mean, he's going to present you a lot of different looks, and so you got to be sharp, and your preparation, you got to spend time and make sure that you're right, not only as a coach but also as a player there.
You get to know him at all over the years? Just a little.
Yep.
I know you can't get to where he is without being a great competitor. I mean, there's a lot of guys in his position that are like that. But does he seem to have something special in that regard?
Yeah, he's a coach's kid, and he grew up around it. Loves to play the game. He was that way in college. One of my college coaches actually coached him in college, and said a very, very competitive guy. Loves to play the game. You can see it. He's got more kids than me now. I mean, he passed me up, so he loves playing. I mean, that's what he does. And he's, as he's gotten up there in years, he's still playing at a high level.
Defensive lineman David King, what is he bringing you? You cleaned off of waivers.
Yeah, so John and his crew, they go through all that, and I don't know him as well as what John does. I mean, we'll get to know him when he's out here. But John thought he added something to our defensive line. So, and that's a pretty important position. He's got to come in and learn and all that. I mean, you kind of know how the rules work. You pick somebody up, you activate him and that. So, you put him on the 53, and that's where he's at right now. So,
how much did Alan Bailey's injury play in that role to bring in more depth at the defensive line?
Yeah, I don't think we're too far away with Alan, so I wouldn't say that was the situation. We've got Nacho there, and he can play, so, and we feel comfortable with him. So, this is just a matter of adding another good player into that mix.
Andy, with your defense, 5 weeks, really, last 5 games, last three especially, played very well. What's the next level that they can step up?
Yeah, well, there are individual things that we can all get better at, right? And so I would tell you we can do that. Communication, this group here is going to test you on a lot of different formations and looks, and the ball's going to come out quickly. And so it's another test that's going to be presented to you. And how well have you prepared? You know, he's going to study your techniques and fundamentals. How well have you worked on those? And how sharp are you against the different looks that they're going to give you? So each week you can grow and get better at those things. And it kind of goes that way throughout your career as a player. You're never satisfied, and you've never perfected the thing all the way down until the day you retire. And then you become an expert. Right? Then you become an expert.
The communication factor you mentioned there, several players after the game talked about how the communication level on defense has picked up from week to week. Do you see that?
Yeah, well, I think they're doing a very good job with it. And it'll be no more important than this week. But they spend a lot of time together. So they meet with the coaches, and they go meet as a group, and they make sure that they've got all the lingo down and where they need to be. That's an important thing. We're asking them to do a few things from a defensive standpoint. So you've got to spend that extra bit of time, and they're this group's willing to do that.
And what about offensively, Andy? You guys, I think, are 10th in the league in scoring. What's the ceiling for you guys there?
I think we can continue to get better. And we've had some young guys playing really on both sides of the ball, and they're getting better every week, and so that's what you want to see throughout the season. You want to see constant improvement as you go, and so I think we can do that. I believe the players believe that too.
Speaking of the offense, you guys have run more screen passes than any other team in the league this year. And I know that's always been a part of your offense, even pre-Westbrook days. Why has that always worked for you, and especially this season?
Yeah, we spend time on it. I mean, we spend a lot of time and effort in that area. And it's always been a big part of this offense, all the way back to the Bill Walsh time, Paul Brown. So it allows your back and receivers to get involved in a short passing game with big fellas out there helping them, down the field. And so, but the main thing is we spend a lot of time at it, and that's what it takes. I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to invest in it with reps.
Other teams are doing it more too this season than years past. Is it something other defenses are doing that is opening that up for teams?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it's from a defensive standpoint that's causing you to do it. I think teams are having success with it, and they keep coming back to it. I mean, that's really what it is.
All the things you guys do offensively, is that the hardest thing to get right?
I'd tell you one other thing is that the college level, they're doing more of it. And so these kids come in, they kind of transition, they have an idea.
Is that the hardest thing of all the things you guys do? Is the screen the hardest thing to get right?
Well, it involves a lot of people on the move.
Right.
So it's as close to a special teams play as you're going to get, and so you've got to get it all synchronized, and everybody's got to kind of be dancing the same dance.
Looking at the team recover this dramatically in the season, there had to be doubt when you guys were losing these games. It's gone. Your team's playing great. How'd you do that? And if you had a team.
Yeah, I mentioned I personally had never been 1-5 or whatever we were at that point, but that really doesn't matter. If you just got to continue to prepare, and the guys have done that, and we're still not there. We got a ton of work to do, but this group's willing to work, and they don't get caught up in all that other stuff. It's a close locker room. When I tell you that I kind of like this team, it's a substance of the team, and there's some good people on it. But it's important that you keep doing this, and you do it week in and week out, and preparation.
Did you see signs of doubt, and is it gone?
I didn't see signs of doubt when it was going on. I didn't feel that way. Sometimes I'm kind of looking at it in a positive way. So that's how we roll. And we've got good people. We had a lot of young guys coming off of injury, sickness, injury. So their games have picked up as we've gone.
When you're looking at your offensive line, how much of just the screen game and stuff you're calling is just taking advantage of what those interior guys can do? I mean, looking at it now, you've got three interior guys that can move a little bit, maybe compared to last year.
Yeah, sure. They can get out and roll. You saw Jaw, the one he had. And then one of the tougher things to do, you play the position, you know this, is when you're a big guy, you get out and you run, is to block a little guy, because they're a little bit more athletic than you are. And so, but if you time this thing up, coming back to that, you time this up and you invest in the time, then that guy getting the ball helps you with that. He kind of feeds you, that defender. But it takes time, patience, and reps to get that done.
And this kind of nice thing about Grubbs, when you hear a neck thing, that always concerns you a little bit. Is he expected to return this season? Do we know that yet?
Well, we don't, but he is making progress, which is that's a good thing as far as soreness or any of that. I mean, it's heading in a positive direction, but inevitably he'll come back down to an MRI and that type of thing to make sure everything's okay.
And this kind of follows the screen thing. Alex is close to the club record for most attempts without an interception. Can you just speak to
D? Yeah, don't. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, he's great at that. I mean, that's one of his real strengths. So, but again, it's play by play, man. So you just gotta stay intact with it. But one thing he's done throughout his career is he's taking care of the football.
Okay, talking about the screen game, it looked like the Broncos had your screen game pretty well scouted out, because you guys really threw a bunch of balls into the ground.
Yeah. Our inside screen game they did a pretty good job with. Our outside screen game, we had some pretty good plays. But they did a nice job with the inside ones, yeah.
How do you define, in your world, inside-outside?
When the linemen are running out there, that's, you know, fast and furious, and you're thrown to an outside receiver.
Outside the tackle.
Outside the tackle, yeah. As opposed to a guy coming from inside out.